Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
One mom is not happy after finding out another parent she trusted gave her 8-year-old a melatonin during a sleepover without asking.
Wait, that's bad.
It speaks my mornings with Moose and Breezy. I'm no parent, but I can see why another parent would be pretty angry about this.
Correct.
585-252-9800. Call or text in this morning to all parents listening. If you were in Danielle's shoes, you found out another parent you trusted gave your kid a melatonin without asking. Well, I mean, what would you do?
I would lose it.
Listen to this message. Danielle wrote in and says, "Hi, guys. I'd like to share a personal message with you from one of your segments. I have an 8-year-old daughter who recently had a sleepover at a friend's house. Parents we know and trust. While we were talking about the night, my daughter casually mentioned that they took a gummy before bed. And when I asked what type of gummy, she said a fruit gummy so they can sleep. Come to find out, it was a melatonin gummy. I texted the mom the next day saying I would like to know what she and her husband gave my child. And she says, oh, not to worry, it's a melatonin. It's for kids. We give it to ours all the time.
No.
Didn't think we needed to ask you.
No.
Why would they think they didn't need to ask? At no point did anyone check with us before giving something to our child. My daughter didn't even think it was a big deal, which is exactly why I'm so upset. She trusted the adults around her. So did I. I don't want to overreact, but also I don't want to ignore something that feels like this was a serious breach of trust. I'm feeling
definitely.
I feel very irresponsible for not having a talk with my kid about not taking anything from anyone, even parents. But it just didn't cross my mind. I didn't think I needed
to. Yeah, why would you think that you would be in that situation? I guess you can't be trusting of everyone.
No, you can't.
Yeah, I guess that's the hard truth of it all.
And then she says, I'm really mad at myself and at them. Sadly, I had to tell my daughter she will no longer be going over to her friend's house. She's very upset by this. I'm not a confrontational person. So at this point, I don't even know how to continue this conversation with them. Thanks for any help on the matter. I'm confused. I mean, you're handing your child over to other parents to stay there for the night, and you don't feel you can talk to them about this?
What do you mean?
Like Danielle says, I'm not a confrontational person.
Yeah,
so,
no, I mean,
but respectfully,
it doesn't matter.
It's like, no time to be a weak parent. You got to lay the hammer down right now.
Right.
Say how you feel.
You have to. Because guess what? If you don't, there could be much worse to come. I'm not trying to like fearmonger, but
no, I get it.
And, you know, starting them young of saying no to strangers or strange pills or whatever it is, it's like, no, that isn't for them to be like, I didn't think we needed to ask.
That's weird, man.
Okay, but like, let me ask you this. And the way of the world has changed so much, so I'm not really sure. Would it be as bad if I think you should still ask. Your kid is at a sleepover and they're having like a really bad headache.
Yeah.
Can they have Tylenol? Can they have Motrin?
You would 100% ask the other parents if that's okay.
Right. Because they could be allergic.
There's so many allergies today.
Right.
585-252-9800. Let's hear from some of our listeners. What do you think about this one this morning? People are definitely bothered. Elena texted in right away. How does this other mom not ask? How does she know that her child doesn't, like you said, doesn't have an allergy?
Right.
Bring it up to her in detail of why you won't be having your daughter go over there any longer. She broke the trust a little bit. And for you guys who are just tuning in right now, Danielle wrote a message to us saying her 8-year-old daughter had a sleepover and the parents gave her a melatonin to sleep without asking
That's not appropriate.
And some people won't look at this as a big deal. They'll say, well, yeah, I mean, my kid takes it all the time. They do have melatonin gummies for kids, sure. But I'm not even a parent, and I would still think to maybe, that's a question you should probably ask, just in case.
Correct.
You want to cover all bases.
Correct.
Respectfully, put on your big mommy hat and have a talk with them. They should never have given your child anything without asking, but they probably didn't consider it to be harmful. Not the point. You didn't do anything wrong by not telling them beforehand. It should be a very straightforward and easy boundary talk about never doing something like this again. That came in from Mike. JC says, I would be super angry, but I don't know if I would be annoyed. I just think it should have, they should have come to you first. I would have a civil conversation with said parents, let them know that it should never happen again.
This person says, as a mother who gives their child melatonin to sleep at night, I would never give another child melatonin without asking permission from the parents. It's just a respect thing. This person says, this is crazy. Number one, allergy. Number two, medication intersection. And number three, creepy question mark?
Yeah. I'm going to put your child to sleep. I'm just going to slip this over.
For what?
I don't get it, man. I'm telling you, it's creepy. And I'm sure maybe they meant nothing by it, but you can see how all of us together are coming up with different scenarios.
So many reasons this shouldn't have happened. So many reasons this shouldn't have happened. And honestly, going to a sleepover as a kid is so anxiety ridden as it is. You know what I mean? God forbid that girl I don't know if it was a girl or boy, I can't remember. It doesn't matter. Your child wakes up in the middle of the night. And I mean, melatonin, it's generally harmless. But also, we're taking it as adults. Like, I've never taken melatonin as a kid.
I took one last night.
Sure.
Jess says, kind of a weird reaction to not allow your kid over there anymore. I give my kids melatonin gummies all the time. They're made for kids. Too many parents today freak out over every little thing. I will never understand it. Okay, well, Jess, you missed the conversation we just had. And let me go over to Mel that says, hi, guys. Can I offer some advice? Send a message to the mom in a non-confrontational way saying thank you for allowing our daughter to spend the night. Moving forward, I'd like for all of us to be on the same page. Something that helps our daughter sleep at our house is reading a short book or a warm glass of nighttime tea or a warm cup of milk. In the future, please don't give our child anything without asking. Thanks so much.
You so much.
Just ask out of respect. That's it.
Yeah, it's not that hard. It's not that to you.
Melatonin for you, couple lines for me.
Oh, my gosh. Please. Please.
All right, guys. You guys are absolutely out of your minds this morning. Thanks for the message. Danielle, have the conversation with this mom. Otherwise, you're just going to sit there. You're going to think about it. You're going to drag it into the holiday.
Yeah, you'll stew.
Don't do it. Just rip the Band-Aid off. Have the talk. Mm-hmm. Thank you for all the messages this morning, guys. It's PXY Mornings. We'll be right back.
All right. Christmas lights are in full swing for not everybody. We did talk to our friend from Fairport earlier who was anti-Christmas lights. But Christmas lights can be gorgeous and really make a difference here in our community. A house in Hilton is spreading the holiday cheer by giving back to the community with a dazzling light show. Susan King has been doing this since 2019, and her yard is a full light display with figurines and everything of that nature. 6 years later of her doing this, it's grown to popularity for this winter wonderland for everyone to drive by and enjoy. And she has been raising money for two local churches, St. Paul Lutheran and Anchor Baptist, excuse me. So this is really cool. People can come on out. They can enjoy. She accepts donations to obviously give back to the church.
Sure.
And it's really cool. She said she's a teacher, and her kids help her start putting this together in early August.
Oh, you guys got to see the decorations. It's a lot. And look, the first thing I noticed, like when I see an entire North Pole, I don't know what you want to call this. It's beautiful. But when I look at this, the first thing that comes to my mind isn't, wow, this is really pretty. It's realistically, it's where do you keep all this stuff? Where do you store it?
Correct. So if you want to go out to Hilton and see this for yourself, the final show is on Christmas, but you can see the shows between 6 and 8, Sunday through Thursday night. And then the light up show, there's two different shows, is Friday and Saturday until 9, and it's $8.
Yeah, it's $8 per
and
vehicle.
And it'll all go back to the churches.
Why not $8? You know how sometimes when people do this for Halloween, you look at their yard and you're like, oh, that's kind of trashy.
Yeah.
Is that possible for Christmas decorations?
I plead the fifth.
It's pretty. I don't know. I don't think. I mean, there's a giant store. There's a Darth Vader head with a Santa Claus hat on it. It's all very pretty.
You know how I feel about inflatables.
I know. I know.
Yeah.
I think she did a great job. I mean, she must.
She's crushing it.
For that many decorations, you got to start in August.
Yeah.
Coming up on the show, you got people pepper spraying your food. Another delivery driver is stealing cats. Can we really trust anyone anymore?
The answer is no. Delete DoorDash.
How many of you have ever caught your delivery driver doing something they shouldn't have been doing? We're talking about it coming up next.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
APSY is free.
And always will be.
The DoorDash driver just pepper sprayed our food. Someone call the police.
What is literally going on?
585-252-9800. What is the craziest thing you've ever caught your delivery driver doing? It's PXY Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy. It's getting harder and harder to trust people these days. I don't know how many of you saw the news about the DoorDash driver that was charged with a felony for allegedly pepper spraying the customer's food.
No, it's so unhinged. It's so insane.
Some of you are listening right now and probably asking the question, why did Courtney Stevenson do that? Well, she was arrested last week by the McCracken County Sheriff's Office.
Not the McCracken.
This all sounds made up.
No, it does.
Now, this took place in Indiana. The woman is from Kentucky. And I find this to be comical that she decided to do this right in front of the Ring cam. Or door, whatever you want to call it. What makes someone think they can get away with something like this? Just with the amount of cameras out there today.
What are we doing here,
Stevenson is now facing multiple felony charges. Listen to this, you guys. Mark Cardin reported that he and his wife became ill shortly after receiving their late night DoorDash order. The only reason they went back and looked at the footage from the Ring Cam is because after eating their late night Taco Bell, both suffered burning sensations in their mouth, nose, throat, and stomach before vomiting. I mean, that just sounds like Taco Bell to me, but...
Yeah, that's just a gordita crunch. You know what I mean? Like... you blaming the DoorDash driver.
When the couple reviewed their doorbell camera footage, they saw the delivery driver, a woman with blue and purple hair, drop that. I love that they added that in there.
Yeah, she had. Yeah, had to do it.
She dropped off the order, snapped a photo, then pepper sprayed the food before walking away casually. I don't know why.
On camera. Like, she, you need help.
She told detectives that she used pepper spray, not on the food, but to spray a spider she said she saw while making the delivery. The detectives then replied with, in quote, "We don't believe you." The overnight low was 35 degrees Fahrenheit. At that temperature, outdoor spiders in Indiana are not active and would not be capable of crawling on exposed surfaces.
Oh my gosh.
She literally aimed it at the food.
No, fully.
DoorDash confirmed last week that they fired this woman. How is she going to pay for all those hair appointments?
Losing your job as a DoorDash driver is insane because you're the one who signs up for it and you're the one who works your own hours. Like, how?
Correct.
Okay.
Then the other day, an Amazon delivery driver dropped off a package at a home in California and then stole the cat.
What?
Once again, caught on a Ring Cam. Dropped off a package at the front door, saw the cat, and decided, you know what? You're coming with me. The woman complained to Amazon. They said they're investigating. They said they do know who the driver was. They just haven't contacted them yet. It's been over a week. She also reported it to the police. They told her it could be weeks or months before they have time to even look into it.
Right. Yes, of course.
Right. These things do happen.
They really do. They do be happening. That is... Okay. All right.
So when I used to do... it was similar to DoorDash. It was called Postmates.
Yeah.
And Postmates is... There were times... And I've told this story time and time again on the air where, you know, I was trying to... I used to make fun of people who drove around in luxury vehicles and dropped off food.
Yeah.
And then that was me. I buy a Lexus. I think I'm a big shot and I'm dropping off milk.
Is this coming up in your therapy sessions?
And I'm dropping off little. Okay. So anyways, I got so fed up one day. I'm driving through the Hollywood Hills. It's taking 45 minutes. I got to go through this gated entrance and I'm supposed to drop off a burger and fries.
Sure.
It was always the people who were super rich who would never tip.
Always. How did rich stay rich?
Right. And one dude, I'd handed a milkshake. He was like, here's $30 tip. I'm like, dude, thank you.
That's really nice of you. Thank you.
But anyways, yeah, so fed up one day. I couldn't find the house. Nobody would buzz me in to this gate to open it up. And I you know, I pulled over on the side of the road and I ate it.
As you should. Respectfully, as you should.
I'm not proud of it. But, you know, I got to. And then I deleted the app. I've deleted that app so many times and then jumped back on again.
Oh, that and Tinder. You know, it's just it's just so disheartening. And I feel this way with Uber, too. Like, you are putting your life in someone else's hands when it comes to someone delivering food. I mean, they could poison you at any given moment. And someone driving you around. You don't know what's going on with them. This is a complete stranger. You're getting in a complete stranger's car. You're eating food from a complete stranger. I'm telling you right now, if a listener came and dropped us off cookies, wouldn't eat them.
Oh, no, I'm not
sorry,
eating them.
Sorry,
no.
Wouldn't eat them.
Last time
wouldn't
I did that, I pulled out a 12-inch hair.
I'm so good. Thank you so much.
It's the thing, though, too, that makes me nervous, and I'm sure you guys can agree with this as well. When someone drops you off food and it's not sealed...
Yes.
Why are we doing that?
That's the other thing. I feel like the sealing of the food is a quasi-new thing. Like, I know Salvatore's does it with the peel thing. McDonald's does it. Like, there's a ton of restaurants and fast food establishments that have gotten on board with, let's make sure this doesn't get contaminated.
Yeah. Domino's does it. Trust me. I know. But a lot of these other places, I've ordered food and the bag is open.
Oh, yeah.
They hand it to you in a styrofoam container. That's wide open.
Who's to say your driver isn't sneaking a couple fries? Because I'm going to be super honest with you. If I was a DoorDash driver, I would.
I had a whole meal on this side of the road. Let's go over to Carrie. I don't trust anyone anymore, you guys. Last week, I ordered all my groceries off Instacart. For whatever reason, the driver dropped them all the bags off in the middle of the front yard in the snow. Why? You know, have a porch or something they could leave it at? Let's go over to this person. Let's go over to Jake. Uber Eats once left my Papa John's pizza outside my apartment building in the rain. I was so confused. Pizza was soaking wet. People have no common sense.
Oof.
Better ingredients. Better pizza. Papa John's.
Remember when Papa John got a DUI?
Yeah,
that was so tough.
Very sweet sauce.
Better ingredients. Better pepperoni. What? That's not the same.
Better people got Papa John's.
98PXY.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.